But first, Cuba. Madam, you have the floor.
Gracias. Thank you very much, Chairman. We should like to thank you for the efforts you have deployed in order to continue to look at the way forward for this session, the intersessional period, and the next meeting in August. We also very much appreciate the rich debate that we've had. Structuring our work and including more categories and subdivisions could, we think, assist us in more clearly understanding divergences and convergences. However, we think that we need to bear in mind the relationship between all the relevant topics in our work. With regard to your questions on the characterizations and definitions, Chairman, we don't yet have a definitive response to give you. However, for this topic, as well as for all of the work of the GGE, we should like to echo what was expressed by other delegations with regard to the importance of maintaining a holistic approach, which will allow us to build on international humanitarian law whilst incorporating different perspectives, such as ethical perspectives and perspectives from other relevant standardization bodies. We think it's important and necessary to build on the basis of common understandings as agreed, of course, but we think we can go further. We think we can extend that and avoid restricting ourselves to only what is contained in previous reports of the group. If we don't do so, we will be failing to complete our mandate. We should also like to echo what was expressed by Pakistan and reiterate its worth in terms of the organization of our work. We think that for the next session, we should be bearing in mind other topics such as regulations, ethical perspectives, responsibility and accountability, amongst others. We understand that there may be divergences on this topic, but we think that nevertheless, there should be a space to discuss this. Looking at the next session, Chair, as the delegations have said, we think it would be useful to have the documentation necessary that would help our work as soon as possible, as far in advance as is possible. And that would feed into a more rich debate and allow for even more interactive participation, as delegations would have a more interdisciplinary instruction in real time from their capitals. Thank you.